Well, I guess you figure it's about time you're hearing something from us. Seems like we have a tape recorder and no time to use it. Judy has been awfully busy last couple of weeks with school winding up the way it is. We have had a little weather here for the last 2 weeks, I guess. Today was real pretty, the old regular summer day. But we had thunderstorm alerts for about a week or 10 days. Last Monday was a week ago. We had a pretty good one. Moved in, we had hailstones. Not quite as big as a golf ball. A few of them that size, and quite a few size of marble. It kind of knocked off about half of the buds off the Royal Poinciana tree out in front. But we weren't in the bad part. They came down through Harlingen, hit the office. We lost 136 window panes out of the building, main office, and the shop and warehouse. Got those all in a couple of days. But I think it's about all over now. Our tree is now beginning to bloom pretty good. It wouldn't be nothing like it would have, though, if it hadn't been for that storm, but it's going to be pretty. And it'll be about another week or 10 days till it'll be in its top blooming, I guess. It's just the whole thing solid. And we have the two in the front yard, and then there's two in the over in front of Herbie's place, so it almost be solid all the way from the driveway to the corner. So I imagine it looked pretty good. We've had a little, I guess you heard them hollering out of Judy. Allison don't want to take her bath. And she's got to take that before she can talk, but she'll be here in a minute. Judy's been real busy. She's had a few honors. She got March of Dimes scholarship, same one you got, the $250 a year one. And tonight she came in. She'd been selected again this year as the outstanding senior in the some club at school. I can't think right now what it is. I'll have to get her to tell you. But last year she was the outstanding junior in it. I imagine you're tickled death to get your air conditioning unit operating. It'd be quite a relief from all that heat that you've had over there, I'm sure. Won't be long. I hope you get this before you go to Hong Kong. I guess you probably will. But probably won't have time to get one back to us until after you get back and tell us all about Hong Kong and your trip and so forth. We had quite a little, Marilyn went down to Goodyear and picked up a color TV just for tryout, strictly. And we had it for about a whole week, 10 days. It's pretty good, but we were very careful not to become attached to it because we couldn't afford it right now. Margaret Wright, I guess Miss Smith told you, she was here for about a week and looking around over the valley and so forth. And Allison, she's still going to her nursery school. This is the last week of it. And that'll finish up Friday, I believe it is. This past week, she'd been going afternoons over to the high school nursery, see how that operates. She's enjoyed it pretty much, I think. Kind of hated to see it stop. That's about all I can think of for the time being. We'll let some of the rest of them get some time on this thing. We, Boundary Commission, kind of in a quandary right now about what the future is going to hold. The uh, new administration in Washington has seen fit to cut all of our construction appropriation down here. So there will be no construction going on next year. And looks like it may leak over into O&M too. And so the regular forces down here may get cut some. I don't know. We had 10 men down here in construction, and 5 of them have been laid off. Their last day will be June 28th. And Bloss can too. I don't know whether you remember him or not. Anyway, he has been transferred to back to El Paso. And one boy is being sent to Nogales, Arizona. So that still leaves us 3, I believe it is. And don't know just what will happen to them, but I suspect they'll be going somewhere too. So I don't know. We'll just have to kind of wait and see. The commissioner was down today. I had to go up and chauffeur him up to Angel Dust Dam over into Mexico, looking over Murillo Drain. That's that salt drain or drain that's being constructed to take out all that high salt concentration that gets into the river up above Angel Dust Dam. Keeps all the water in the lower river, you know, right on the borderline between being too salty for irrigation and good fresh water. So that job is coming along real good, though, and I enjoyed going up with the commissioner. No one, just he and I from Harlingen. I picked him up at the Seville, took him up there, and we talked a while, and he went over some notes and things. And but he had a big meeting this afternoon there in the local office. They all headed back for El Paso, so didn't find out anything, but I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I'll stop now and see if anybody else has anything they'd like to add. Judy, what was this that you were the outstanding senior in this year?
I was the outstanding senior walking. I found out tonight at the annual banquet deal. And I thought that was really something, because last year when they announced the outstanding junior walking, I was it. So anyway, I was real glad to get the deal for being outstanding senior walking this year. You know, last year I got a little pig thingamajig, Janice. I think you saw it. It was a green and gold deal. Well, this year, that was the piggy bank thingamajig. And the deal I got this year is an orange and green paperweight, and it's a hippopotamus. But they look real cute together. Anyway, and also, while ago we were listening to the tapes that y'all sent the Whiteheads. Anyway, and you mentioned something in there about helping Pat and Pam, or congratulating Pat and Pam on their scholarships, and saying that you hoped I could come through with one. And I guess maybe you know by letters or something or other by now that I did get the March of Dimes one, so I was so happy about that.
Yeah, well, your pictures
and the paper. And yeah, in tonight's paper, my picture's in there and an article deal about it. Anyway.
She wasn't down a while ago. She was upstairs when I was telling you about the March of Dimes scholarship. That's what she didn't know. I had just told you about it.
I was sitting right here
that I didn't read. I think I did. We'll have to play it back and see.
Uh-huh.
We'll check off from there for now and collect your thoughts.
It's a good thing you can't see me. I'm dirty as a pig. I did a lot of mowing late, around 6 o'clock or so, and just haven't gotten in the bathtub. Marilyn and I went to Harlingen this afternoon, kind of looking around about a graduation gift for Judy, and I picked out some gifts for the twins, and I have graduation gifts, and I have some pretty birthday cards ready to mail them in the next day or so to get them over there by birthday time. Allison has been around here, just wound up. I declare that kid just never runs down. Well, I think, Janice, I'm like you. I feel kind of stupid and don't know what to say. So I just say I love you both a whole lot and call it quits. Bye-bye.
This tape looks rather wrinkled. I don't know how it's going to work. I think it plays back all right. It did. We tried a little bit, but it seems to wrinkle up quite a bit on the reel. But
okay, good night.
Miss Smith just going home. I don't know why it's only 11:15. I exaggerated. It's 11:05. So, but anyway, we're about out of this tape.